Zone. I'm Steve Garay. I'm America's voice. I'm an American first guy. Let me be clear. I'm here to tell you the truth. Call balls and strikes black and white. No problem. So buckle up, kids. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Robert Kraft says he wants to sign Tom Brady to a one-day contract so he will officially retire from the National Football League as a New England Patriot. Number two, a massive green energy company that has been milking taxpayers all over America and the world, losing billions of dollars, calling for more government cash to keep them rolling or bankrolling. And number three, it's Friday, and that means it's free for all Friday. I'm going to lean into it. Go through a pile of comments and stories and just react to as many of the things I possibly can and give you my take. They come in no particular order, and some may be more important than others. And remember, go to SteveGruber.com if you want to weigh in. Tell me what you'd like to have covered here. And, of course, I'm always taking tips on stories you may be hearing about that need to be shared, because you might hear about something in your corner of the world that I don't hear about. Go ahead and share. SteveGruber.com, the place to do that. So let's dig into it. We start with this Chinese spy balloon. What is it? Why is it there? Nobody seems to know. This spy balloon over the state of Montana, apparently, floating along. It's been there for a few days. We know it's there. And apparently it's looking at our nuclear missile silos, potentially, and who knows what else. But here's what's weird about this. Anybody would know that it's there. It's easy to see. It's a giant white balloon floating up at, what, 45 or 50,000 feet floating along. And we've let it sit there. The excuse being that somehow it would be dangerous falling to the ground. Really? Is that what we'd say if a fleet of Chinese fighter jets came in too? Well, we don't want to shoot them down. They might hit the ground and hurt somebody. Right. So we don't know what the story on this one is. It's bizarre, actually. Senior U.S. defense officials said the government acted immediately to protect insensitive information by doing what? Closing the door? Putting up an umbrella? What? What did they do? I don't know. Anyhow. Governor of Montana not impressed. Greg Gianforte. We'll keep an eye on it. I don't know what to make of all that. It's bizarre. Speaking of bizarre, the White House is back on the idea of closing Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, which makes really no sense at all, really. But then, what does it they do? Listen to this.
It remains dedicated. We remain dedicated to a deliberate and thorough process focused on responsibly reducing the detainee population at Guantanamo Bay and ultimately closing the facility. That is still where we stand.
No, that's where we stand. We're going to close the place, really. That's ultimately where we stand. Why is that? Guantanamo Bay, Cuba is a place that we have had control of for, what, 100 years or more? We wouldn't give that up or close it. No fool would do that. It's our insight into the communist nation of Cuba. They can't force us out. We have a permanent lease forever. And yet they want us to close it down? I don't think so. I think that would be absolutely foolish. But then again, it was talked about extensively during the Obama administration. He said he was going to close it down and realized that would be a bad idea. Donald Trump never discussed such a thing. Kevin McCarthy unleashing a torrent of anger from those on the right when he backed the police officer that shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. Listen to this.
One of the first things Marjorie Taylor Greene said from the oversight dais was that Ashley Babbitt was murdered. Mm-hmm. Do you think Ashley Babbitt was murdered, or do you think the police officer who shot her was doing his job?
I think the police officer did his job.
Yeah. You think the police officer did his job by shooting an unarmed woman in a cluster of people? And how did she provoke that shooting? That's all on camera, of course. We know that. There was no need to shoot anyone at all. At all. No investigation was actually ever done on that. It was not gone through thoroughly and investigated, not to my satisfaction anyhow. What do you make of it? I think that those comments from Kevin McCarthy are reprehensible. He's wrong, flat out wrong. And those kind of comments are what make us suspect of his entire motive, his agenda. Who is he? That's why many of us were strongly opposed to him becoming Speaker of the House. Me, for example, strongly opposed. Would have taken Byron Donalds 100 times to none over Kevin McCarthy. 100 times to none. Kevin McCarthy just wanted the damn trophy. so he could have his office that he moved into before he was even elected Speaker of the House. That's how it goes. On the other side of Kevin McCarthy, though, there's this. Ilhan Omar booted off the House Foreign Affairs Committee Thursday for her continuous verbal attacks on Israel, Jews, and pretty much a whole host of other people. Listen to this.
On this vote, the ayes are 218, the nays are 211, with one answering present. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Yeah, there it is. There's the vote. I'm trying to find something real quick here. I want to go to bite number six. I want to go to bite number six because then the reaction to all of this, the histrionics, the hyperventilating, the gnashing of teeth, they didn't care, the Democrats, when Republicans were unfairly kicked off from committees. That was perfectly fine, except, well, in fact, it was the responsible thing to do. But when you take an anti-Semitic member of the Democrat Party and say, yeah, you don't get to be on the Foreign Affairs Committee because you're anti-Semitic, you've made all these horrible comments about Jews and everybody else, oh, they go crazy. In fact, AOC decides she's the preacher of a black church. Bite six, listen.
Also, one of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America. And this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack, except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body. I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him with one of the most prestigious committee assignments in this Congress. Don't tell me this is about consistency. Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology when my life was threatened. Thank you.
Wow. It's about women of color, not just color, women of color. Women of color, of course, it's targeting women of color. AOC, of course, being Hispanic, so she thinks she qualifies for some sort of special disposition always. Not exactly the case, of course, but hey, she's entitled to hyperventilate on the House floor whenever she wants, like right there. I'm sorry, but really? Start screaming about women of color. Yeah. Your vice president seems to be okay. And a whole host of others. But don't let the facts of the matter get in the way of your strange outburst. Quite a rant, AOC. Quite a rant. Impressive, actually. We'll take a time out here. We've got more because it's Friday. I'm cleaning up aisles 3, 4, and 5. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day, or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa, ask somebody else to bring us the mail, or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.